You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Hello, this is Lisa Donovan, and I'll be your host today for this episode of the Review Deja Vu podcast. My guest today is my colleague, Shanna Draheim. Welcome, Shanna.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I don't see you. She works out of our Lansing office, so I don't see her here too often.
I know. Nice. I like my Ann Arbor days.
Great. Well, Shanna is our Director of Policy Development and covers lots of issues for the league, but one of the ones we want to talk about today is Michigan Green Communities. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Michigan Green Communities Challenge that the league has been involved with for quite a few years.
Sure, yeah. The Michigan Green Communities is a network of local government folks who are involved with doing exactly that, green and environmental and sustainability type efforts in their communities. And the network is made up of those local communities, but also statewide organizations. The league is one of the leads, but we also partner with Michigan Township Association, Michigan Association of Counties, and the state of Michigan and others. So, and the idea is really just to do that, just to provide a place where these communities can network and share ideas about what works and what doesn't, get some education and some outreach. And then we have a big part of it is the challenge, which you referenced.
Right. The Michigan Green Communities Challenge. In the July issue of the magazine, 2018 issue, we did talk about some of the 2017 winners. But just recently at our convention in Grand Rapids, we had the 2018 awards. Yeah. First time we've done that at conventions. So tell me a little bit about some of the winners and what kind of projects were they working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So the challenge, basically, our local communities who want to participate, that they go into our system and they log various either environmental or sustainability actions, things that they can do to improve sustainability. And in some cases, they track actual metrics. So, tons of, water conserved or, reductions in their utility costs or GHG. So in 2018, we had a really great year, actually. We had a higher number of people participating this year than any other year.
Oh, great.
We had 30 communities participating.
That's excellent.
I know. It was great. We had 21 of those were returning and 9 were new.
That's really
members.
Good to have new communities getting involved.
Yep, we've been trying to focus on that, trying to really reach out and see which of our communities are actually doing some of this work that could participate in the challenge. So, and then we award 3 different levels, a bronze, a silver, and a gold. And we had 15 bronze certifications, 7 silver, and 7 gold. And then we had 1 community that was an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
And the activities really ranged. They vary from things like renewable energy things. So some of the things highlighted in the review were Ypsilanti, for example, in previous years has been a real leader on solar energy.
Right. We did an article on them.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. And so we have some other communities that are doing that, that are trying to look at opportunities for putting, either community solar in or solar on maybe their municipal buildings. The biggest things in 2018 were actually around energy efficiency. So we had several communities taking actions to reduce energy use through lighting and,
windows,
other infrastructure, and sometimes it's operational too, not just infrastructure. So that was pretty popular. We had a lot of folks doing work on waste reduction, so recycling programs.
Ah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, that was one of our most popular in terms of the number of actions taken.
Do communities find that maybe that's kind of an easier entry point, the waste reduction?
I think so.
Into sustainability.
I think recycling has become so much more common in our everyday use. And so I think our communities are getting a little more creative too. I think there was a time when a lot of them probably thought if they weren't offering that program themselves, then they couldn't do it. But the reality is a lot of our communities are doing some great, partnerships with private vendors who are providing those services to their community members, either maybe through a contract with the city or, through a collaboration amongst cities. So I think that's just become more widespread, and it is a great entry point.
I know where I live, which is Canton Township, not a city, but we used to have little small recycling bins. They've given us much bigger containers on wheels that you can take out real easy. It's single stream.
Yeah.
They have other ways that we can put out old clothes or different things, and they get picked up different times of the year. So
absolutely.
They make it really easy.
They do. The single stream
it's hard to say no.
Yep, the single stream program has really advanced that, and we have a lot more communities looking at those ways to do it. And we have a couple of our communities who participate in this Green Communities Challenge that are looking at, you know, kind of going above and beyond some of that. They're looking at, you know, bio and composting programs, food waste, you know, with their restaurant districts and things like that. So it's really great to see them taking some of those next steps as well.
I know food waste is a big thing too. Yeah. They say in the United States we waste a lot more food than in any other country.
Yeah, we do.
You know, people go starving and we're throwing away food.
Absolutely.
And so that's not a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's been great. We've seen a lot of good things. Some of the other things people do are related to natural resource management. So it might be, you know, native plant and tree species that they're promoting when they are redoing properties. It might be wetlands protection ordinances, things like that. So it's kind of a range. We see things
from policy to actual projects.
Yep, absolutely. A little of both. So
That's great. Yeah. And they get to learn from each other.
They do.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know just recently you were at the State Sustainability Directors Network in Washington, D.C., kind of getting a little bird's eye view of what's going on the national front. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, it was a great meeting. This is a group, similarly, it's a network of people like us, like MML, who are running programs at the state level to help local governments. So this was about a dozen different states, everything from California on the West Coast to several on the East Coast. And these are all states that have some kind of a green communities type challenge program, so some sort of a certification or awards type program. And it was great, 3 days, and I learned a lot from what some of those other states are doing. You know, this is the great thing when you get together with colleagues who are working in different areas, and you know, they're reporting out on probably what to them seems, you know, very par for the course or just their daily business.
Used to doing
right. And you're like, that's a great idea.
New idea to you, yeah.
Right, we got to try that. So just doing some really neat things about how they're helping their communities track their progress that they're making. Couple of those states that are, you know, using interns and fellows to go in and help some of those communities to really get some things happening on the ground. So
resources to get these projects done are often a challenge. You know,
it
staffing,
is.
Money,
yep.
the whole nine yards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it can feel daunting. And I think the for me, some of the takeaways from this meeting with other colleagues is that there's a real variety. I mean, some of these programs are really well funded. You know, their states are really investing in it, and some are really a little bit more smaller like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And still the amount of things that we're getting done and the amount of communities that are really engaging and helping, you know, kind of move the needle on some of these environmental, particularly, obviously, lots of talk about kind of climate sustainability and climate resilience in the face of climate change.
Right, yeah. Just one of our other colleagues just recently wrote a blog about climate change and how it's going to make Michigan one of the more popular states in the future. You know, climate warming, it's not going to bother us too much. If the summer's a little warmer or winter's a little warmer, we'll manage.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, there's some potentially really interesting opportunities for Michigan in the face of that when you think of places, you know, that will become very water short or
right.
Just
water
become
is
intolerable.
Another big resource that we have lots of. Yeah,
yep.
Not everybody does.
So I think we will be a place that people will be looking at.
Yeah,
I think.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we need to be planning for that.
We
a
need
bit.
To get more people moving in, not moving out. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit what's on tap for 2019, maybe. Do you see communities working on different projects, or are you looking at any changes in the challenge itself?
We aren't looking at major changes in the challenge itself in terms of how, in terms of the measures or the things we're looking at, although what we are looking at is trying to maybe make the tool a little more robust for our communities. Mm-hmm. So right now, they kind of report out what they're doing and we do the awards. We're trying to look at some options, some online options where they could actually have that information kind of more readily available to them, sort of like a dashboard or something like that, so that when they're in their own communities and they can say, this is the progress we're making, this is what we're doing. So we're going
to
be
it's important for them to be able to report that to their community members. This is what we're doing.
It is.
Okay, we're saving you your taxpayer dollars.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're asking these communities to, you know, invest staff time and budgets. And, you know, so for policymakers, if you're an elected official, you want to know if I'm approving that budget for, you know, green infrastructure.
Where's it going?
Know.
What's happening?
Yeah, I want to know. How's that
What are
that
the results?
Right. And we think there are great results. So reporting that out only helps, you know, I think, accelerate the pace at which communities are engaging and investing. So we're hoping to do some of that. We're going to do some more outreach. We just did a survey of our participants last month and asked them about some of the topics they want to focus on.
Okay.
So we're going to be parsing through that and sort of seeing, are there some of those that might be good for, you know, a sort of an independent workshop? We usually do some webinars, and we probably will, on various topics. I think the climate resiliency thing will continue to come up and be, you know. And I think there's some interesting opportunities with our administration change. We're going to have, a new
governor, lots of new state legislators. Yep.
And she's talking about, some changes in that environmental front, potentially creating a climate office.
Interesting.
And a new Office of Water. So I think the focus by the administration on the environment is going to be significant, and I think probably a little bit different. So we're looking forward to seeing how this program can align and help advance some of the goals that she's setting forward.
And when there's emphasis on climate change and sustainability at the state level, it makes it a little easier to trickle down to the communities.
You feel
like you're supported.
Absolutely. I mean, in an ideal world, we'll see some actual resources out of that. It'd be really great if we could, work with her and her administration and see, what tools they have available and what resources might be available for locals to be implementing some of these projects. So I think a lot of our communities have, they have sustainability plans and they have things and they're chipping away and making progress, but it's always a resource issue, and
to really get it moving.
Absolutely.
But every little bit helps. You got to start somewhere.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's so we're looking forward to that, and of course we will have the challenge again this year. And we're going to be working.
Will you be doing the awards at convention again?
We are not going to do the awards at convention again this year. We'll probably do that, every couple years. It was a good experience trying it this year. We're going to tweak some things and try it again in future years. But I think we will probably go back to doing a standalone event this year. There were kind of pros and cons of both.
You have communities coming from all over the state, so it's not always convenient to have
it
at the same location as convention.
Absolutely,
right?
But there were some really great synergies we got this year, especially because we had a joint convention already with our planning association. So, you had a lot of people who do environmental work on a day-to-day basis who were there, which was great. I think we're going to do it as a standalone event again. So we'll have the challenge. It'll be up online this spring, and then usually during that time, we do kind of a lot of working directly with our communities, kind of helping them through how to answer some of the things and how to find the data they need, and probably do our awards sometime this summer or early fall. So
have to keep us posted so we can get it in the magazine or
I
get
will.
It promoted as many places as we can.
Absolutely. There's going to undoubtedly be a whole host of other stories and communities that could be highlighted, because I think that the work that our cities are doing on this front is just fascinating. And there's a lot for them to learn from each other. So it's great.
Right. Yeah. Do you have a favorite or kind of an interesting Green Communities Challenge winner or project that you've seen along the way?
Oh, so many. I think it'd be hard to pick the favorite. I think I like the ones that have kind of started to go beyond and think of some of these things as they've kind of moved into the community side too. So I think the easier first steps were sort of what can we change on the municipal side, change out the lighting in City Hall and, get a green, green vehicle fleet. So those are big and important steps to take. But I think some of the communities who've taken some of those next steps to really engage their community members
to flow out into the community.
Yeah,
get all the residents involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe some of them are, for example, they might offer like incentives for doing green building in their own developments, or, they might be helping to do crowdfunding or working with communities to do projects for, like trails and things like that. So to me, not only are you then getting that environmental impact, but you're really getting buy-in from your community.
Yeah, it's kind of a ripple effect. It grows and grows and grows. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully then they're taking some of that into their own homes and doing some of that at home too. So it's both educational and impactful. So those are the ones I tend to like.
Yeah, great. As I mentioned, there's more information on some of the 2017 Michigan Green Communities winners in the July-August 2018 issue of the Review magazine. And if any of our communities want more information on getting involved in the Green Challenge, you can go to migreencommunities.com. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.